Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another deep dive brought to you by Mattress Advisory. Now, before we get rolling today, just a quick heads up, we're going to be digging into an awesome article from Mattress Advisory called Best RV Mattress, Comfort, Support, and More. And if anything we talk about sounds good to you, and I think it will definitely check out the links in that article. Seriously, they've got exclusive discounts on RV mattresses waiting for you. It's a great way to get started on, actually sleeping well on the road. Okay, so let's paint the picture. If you've ever spent time in an RV, you probably know that feeling, right? Waking up, sore, maybe sweaty, definitely stiff.
Oh, yeah. The morning after the first night in a new-to-you RV can be rough.
Totally. It feels like you battled the bed all night long. And the article points this out. The factory beds that come with most RVs, they're usually pretty thin. They don't really breathe well, and the support is just not there.
Right. Leading directly to that back pain, those restless nights, it's almost expected, unfortunately.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be. That's why we're doing this deep dive today into this fantastic mattress advisory resource, our mission. Pull out the key info, maybe some surprising tidbits, and just give you clear insights so you can finally get some decent sleep while you're traveling.
And it's fascinating, really, how often upgrading the mattress is just overlooked. People invest so much in the RV itself, the gadgets, the trips, but they forget the one thing that dictates how they feel every single morning. A good mattress is honestly a game changer for the whole RV experience. It can shift a trip from feeling exhausting to actually being, refreshing.
That's such a good point, and it connects right back to those problems, the sore back, the sweaty feeling, the stiffness. So what is it specifically about those factory beds that makes them so bad, and how does a proper RV mattress fix those things?
Well, you pretty much nailed it. They're often just a basic, sometimes thin piece of foam. There's usually zero real pressure relief. Your spine isn't properly aligned. And airflow, forget about it.
Like sleeping on a warm plank.
Exactly. It fights your body's natural shape.
Thank you.
And that's why getting a better mattress designed for an RV can make such a fundamental difference. It's not just fluff. It's about support. It's about your health, having energy for the next day's hike or whatever. The article mentions specific RV sizes too, which is important, like RV Queen, Short Queen, even RV King, which is typically 72 by 80 inches, kind of narrower than a standard King.
Good to know.
Yeah. And there are mattresses built for these spaces, like the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid or the Helix Midnight. They're mentioned as examples engineered for support, that crucial airflow and durability for road life.
Okay, so let's boil it down. If someone just wants the quick hits, the main takeaways from the Mattress Advisory article, what are the absolute essentials they need to know?
Well, probably the biggest one right off the bat is finding a mattress that really cushions your pressure points. Shoulders, hips, this alone can seriously reduce shoulder pain and cut down on all that tossing and turning.
Makes sense. Less fighting the mattress, more actual sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. And for side sleepers specifically, the article is pretty clear. You generally want something in the medium soft to medium firm range. That's kind of the sweet spot for keeping your spine aligned while still cradling those pressure points.
Right, so you don't wake up feeling crooked.
Precisely. Then there's material. Memory foam and hybrids are consistently top contenders for RVs. Memory foam gives you that nice contouring, that pressure relief.
That hug feeling.
Yeah, that hug. And hybrids, well, they try to give you the best of both the comfort of foam layers on top of the support and, importantly, the airflow you get from coils.
And the article also mentions zone support and responsive foam. Can you unpack those a little? Zone support sounds kind of technical.
Sure. Zone support basically means the mattress is firmer in certain areas, like under your lower back, and maybe a bit softer under your shoulders. It's about targeted support where you need it most for alignment.
Okay, smart.
And responsive foam just means it bounces back quickly when you move. So if you change positions, you don't feel like you're stuck in quicksand. Both of these things really help keep your spine happy and can prevent that long-term joint pain.
Definitely want to avoid that on vacation.
Absolutely. And one last key thing, maybe more practical look for sleep trials and good warranties. Buying a mattress online, especially for an RV, can feel like a gamble. A solid trial period, like 100 or 120 nights, and a decent warranty just takes the risk out of it.
Yeah, peace of mind is huge. Okay, so we know why we need a better mattress and some key things to look for, but actually choosing one, wow, there seem to be a lot of factors. Where does the guide suggest we start? What are the really critical things to consider?
Right, this is where you start tailoring it to you.
Yeah.
First, big one. Your weight and your partner's weight if you share the bed. This massively impacts how a mattress feels and performs.
Oh.
Well, heavier folks, say over 250 pounds, generally need more robust support. Think thicker coils, denser foams. The article mentions the Titan Plus as an example built for that, to prevent too much sinking and keep the spine aligned.
And lighter sleepers.
They often have more flexibility. They might not need such a firm or thick mattress, which can actually be a bonus in an RV where space and weight are often tight.
Makes sense. And then sleeping position, you mentioned that earlier.
Huge factor. If you're a side sleeper, you need that cushioning for your shoulders and hips. So medium or soft memory foam, or hybrids like the Helix Midnight or Dream Foam hybrid mentioned in the article, are often good choices. They let those areas sink in just enough.
Okay. What about back sleepers?
Back sleepers generally need a balance. Enough contouring to feel comfortable, but enough support, especially for the lower back, to keep the spine aligned. Medium firm is often the go-to, like the Brooklyn Signature hybrid.
And stomach sleepers, I hear that's a tricky one.
It can be. You really need a firmer surface. The biggest risk is your hips sinking too low, which puts a strain on your lower back. So something like the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling Firm or the Dream Foam Essential Firm can provide that necessary support to keep things level.
Got it. Firm is key for stomach sleeping.
Generally, yes. And if you're a combination sleeper, someone who moves around a lot.
That's me.
Yeah, lots of us.
Yeah.
You want something responsive, a mattress that adapts quickly as you shift. Medium firm hybrids are often great here, like that Brooklyn Signature hybrid again, or the Helix Midnight. They let you move easily without feeling stuck.
Okay, one more. What about sleeping near the edge? RV beds can be small.
Good point. Edge support is surprisingly important in an RV. If you find yourself rolling towards the edge, look for mattresses with reinforced coils around the perimeter. The Aurora Lux Cooling and the Titan Plus are mentioned as examples. It just gives you more usable sleeping surface, prevents that rolling off feeling.
Super helpful. Okay, weight and sleeping style down. What about the actual stuff the mattress is made of, the materials and types?
Right. So material-wise, look for signs of quality like high-density foams, covers that feel breathable, maybe coil systems designed to reduce motion transfer if you sleep with a partner.
And cooling stuff, gel foam.
Yeah, gel infusions and memory foam can help draw heat away. Special cooling fabrics in the cover, too.
Yeah.
And always good to look for certifications like CertiCure US or Okicotex. It just means the materials are tested for harmful chemicals. Safer to you to breathe in that enclosed RV space.
Good tip.
Yeah.
And the different types of mattresses. We touched on foam and hybrid.
Yeah, so memory foam, great contouring, pressure relief, good at stopping motion from transferring, that hugged feel. Dream Foam Essential is an example there.
Okay.
Latex, naturally bouncy, sleeps cooler than traditional memory foam, very durable, often hypoallergenic, a good natural option.
Organic.
Usually uses natural materials like organic cotton, wool, latex. Very breathable, durable, eco-friendly, but often comes with a higher price tag. Innerspring, the traditional bouncy feel. Good airflow because of the coils, often more affordable. Might be firmer overall.
And hybrid, which you said is kind of the best of both.
Often, yeah.
Yeah.
You get foam layers for comfort and pressure relief, plus a coil system for support, bounce, and airflow. Mattresses like the Brooklyn Signature Hybrid and Helix Midnight fall here. They tend to balance comfort and support really well for a lot of people.
Makes sense. You also mentioned support and firmness separately. Aren't they kind of the same thing?
Not quite. It's a subtle difference, but important. Support is about how well the mattress keeps your spine aligned, preventing pain. That comes from the coils or the high-density base foam. Firmness is more about the initial feel, how soft or hard the surface feels when you lie down.
Okay. So you need good support regardless of how soft or firm you like it.
Exactly. Poor support is what leads to waking up sore. Look for those high-density foams or the zoned coil systems we talked about.
In the firmness scale, soft, medium, firm, who needs what?
Generally, soft is usually best for lighter side sleepers who really want deep cushioning. Medium soft offers a bit more support, but still plenty of give, good for many side sleepers. Medium is often called the universal firmness. It works well for a lot of people, especially combination sleepers or couples with different preferences. Good balance. Medium firm offers more substantial support, great for back sleepers or heavier folks who need to avoid sinking too much. And firm is typically best for stomach sleepers, or people who just prefer a very solid surface with minimal sinkage.
Got it. Now, breathability. You mentioned airflow. Why is that so critical in an RV?
Oh, man, it's huge. RVs are small, enclosed spaces. Heat builds up fast, especially in summer, or if you're boondocking without AC running all night. A mattress that traps heat can lead to miserable, sweaty nights.
Been there. Not fun.
Not at all. So look for cooling features. The article mentioned several. Cooling covers like Glaciotex or copper-infused fabrics act like performance wear wicking heat away. Quilted cotton coppers add natural breathability. Gel-infused memory foam, like in the Dream Foam Essential, is designed to dissipate heat better than traditional foam. Open-cell latex is naturally breathable, and hybrid mattresses with those pocketed coils allow air to actually flow through the mattress core.
Lots of options for staying cool, then.
Definitely. It's a big focus in modern mattress design, especially for RVs.
Okay, last big consideration area, trustworthiness and quality. How do you know you're buying from a good brand and getting something that will actually last?
Good question. Look for transparency from the brand. Do they clearly state their materials? Are there lots of independent, positive reviews? Do they have those certifications we mentioned?
Makes sense.
And think about value, not just the lowest price. A cheap mattress that fails in a year isn't good value. Brands like Dream Foam are mentioned as offering good quality for a budget price. But also check those practical assurances. The sleep trial, 100 nights minimum, ideally, guarantees. The warranty look for 10 years or more.
And durability. How long should an RV mattress last?
The article suggests around 5 to 8 years for a decent one with regular use. Hybrids with strong coils and high-density foams tend to hold up well to the movement and wear and tear of RV life.
Okay, wow. That's a lot to keep in mind, but super helpful. Now that we know what makes a good RV mattress, let's look at some of the specific ones the article recommends. What makes these stand out?
Sounds good. First up, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. The article flags this as the best overall. Big plus here is the choice of 3 firmness levels.
Yeah.
Soft, medium, firm. So it caters to a lot of different sleepers. It uses foam and coils for that kind of luxury hotel feel.
Who is it best for?
Great for couples, maybe full-time RVers, anyone wanting that balanced hybrid feel and good support up to 300 pounds per side. It directly tackles that factory bed is a painful issue. The article references a user quote about back pain getting worse. This mattress aims to solve that with better support and pressure relief.
Any downsides?
The main one noted is its height, about 12.25 inches. Might be a bit tall for some RV bunk areas or slide outs with low clearance.
Okay.
The Dream Foam Hybrid Mattress. This one gets the best value tag. It's a 10.25 inch hybrid, medium feel with gel memory foam and coils. The key here is getting those hybrid features cooling, support, motion isolation at a really budget-friendly price point.
So good bang for your buck.
Exactly. Great for RV owners watching their budget but still wanting solid comfort. Good for side and back sleepers under 300 pounds. There's a user quote mentioning they're still happy after 6 months, which speaks well for its value.
Cons.
Might be a little too soft for dedicated stomach sleepers, and the article notes there's a $99 return fee if it doesn't work out during the trial.
Good to know. What about on the higher end?
That's where the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling comes in. Best luxury pick. This one goes all in on cooling Glaciotex cover, Copperflex foam with Titan Cool. It's designed for people who sleep really hot. Plus, it has zoned coils for targeted support and comes in 3 firmness levels.
Sounds fancy. Who needs this one?
Definitely hot sleepers or anyone who just wants that premium top-tier feel in their RV. If you're waking up in pain or sweating through the night, this aims to fix that. The article uses a quote about waking up with pressure point aches as the problem this mattress solves.
Pricey, though, I assume.
Yeah, that's the main con. It's a significant investment, around $2,000 for a queen. And maybe even the firm option might feel a touch soft for some heavier folks.
Okay. Is there a good all-foam option mentioned?
Yep. The Dream Foam Essential, named Best Memory Foam. It's customizable. You can choose from 5 different heights, from 6 inches up to 14, and various firmness levels. Uses gel swirl memory foam.
Why choose this one?
Great if you need a really low-profile mattress for a tight space, like a cab-over bunk, or if you just love that classic contouring memory foam feel without breaking the bank. It comes in tons of sizes, too, 22 options mentioned. A user note highlighted the Dream Foam might even send a complimentary topper if you find it too firm, which shows good customer service.
Downsides of all foam.
Can sometimes retain a bit more heat than hybrids, although the gel foam helps, and less bounce, which some people miss, might make moving around a bit harder.
All right. One more standout.
The Helix Midnight. Best hybrid, according to the source, though the Brooklyn Signature was best overall hybrid. This one's known for its balanced medium feel, great for side sleepers and couples, uses their memory plus foam over coils, good pressure relief, spinal alignment, motion isolation.
So a solid all-around hybrid choice.
Pretty much, especially good if you or your partner move around a lot or if you deal with back pain. The article includes a user quote that's quite realistic. Loved it initially, found it amazing after a break-in period, but felt it got saggy after about 1.5 years. helps manage expectations on longevity for any mattress, really.
Cons for the Helix.
Might not be supportive enough for folks over 300 pounds, and its medium feel might not be quite firm enough for strict stomach sleepers.
Okay, that's a great overview of the top picks. We've covered a ton of ground, but I bet people still have some quick, specific questions. Let's rapid-fire some common RV mattress FAQs.
Let's do it.
Unique RV mattress sizes. Are they really a thing?
Yes. Short queen, 60 by 75. RV king, often 72 by 80. Various bunk sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Always measure your platform.
Can you just use a regular mattress from home?
Sometimes, but often too tall, too heavy, or won't fit weird corners. RV ones are designed lighter, often thinner.
What's the most comfortable RV mattress?
No single answer. Depends on your weight, sleep style. Hybrids offer great balance. Memory foam offers deep contouring. Find your match.
Best firmness level.
Again, depends. Side sleepers. Soft to medium. Back stomach sleepers. Medium firm to firm, usually. Combo sleepers. Medium often works well.
How long do they actually last?
Good ones. 5 to 8 years, typically. Materials matter. Hybrids. Dense foams often last longer.
Can you cut one down to size if it doesn't fit?
Possible with foam mattresses if you're careful, but it can mess up the layers, the feel, the warranty.
Yeah.
Better to buy the right size if possible.
Are there really cooling RV mattresses?
Yes. Look for gel foams, cooling covers like Glaciotex, breathable materials like latex, and hybrid coil designs for airflow. Definitely worth it in an RV.
Short queen versus regular queen, the difference?
Short queen is 60 inches wide, same as a regular queen, but only 75 inches long. That's 5 inches shorter, fits specific RV platforms.
Do they arrive all rolled up in a box?
Yeah, most modern ones do. Bed in a box. Makes it way easier to get into the RV. Just unbox, unroll, let it expand.
Last one. Can I just throw a topper on my crappy factory mattress?
A topper can add a bit of cushion or firmness, a temporary Band-Aid maybe.
Hmm.
But if the core mattress is worn out, saggy, unsupportive, a topper won't fix that underlying problem. A replacement is usually the better long-term investment for actual good sleep.
Okay, great. Quick answers. So thinking bigger picture here, upgrading your RV mattress, it's really not just about being a little comfier, is it?
Not at all. It's fundamentally about improving the entire travel experience.
Right. Imagine actually waking up in your RV feeling refreshed, ready to go explore, instead of feeling like you need a chiropractor before your morning coffee. It changes the whole quality of your trip, your adventures. Don't let a bad mattress steal that joy. Seriously, you invest in the RV, the gas, the campsite fees. Invest in your sleep, too. And remember those exclusive discounts we mentioned right at the start. Don't forget to check out the links inside that original mattress advisory article, Best RV Mattress, Comfort, Support, and More. It's the perfect place to start finding that better sleep on the road. You really do deserve it. We'd love to hear what you think. What are your biggest sleep challenges when you're RVing? Or is there another part of RV life you'd like us to tackle in a future deep dive? Let us know. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.